कौलात्मकस्तु गोविंदात्मनि दृशास्तु कला अस्तु कला अस्तु कला के अस्तु कला में सियत
full of tears, eyes full of tears.
Full of tears of goats, cows and also calf both. That is life. And then did not do anything more than Krishna face and Krishna float by. Only they are seeing Krishna, not their mother, and mothers not their calf, no grass, nothing they are seeing. Only they are seeing towards Krishna.
I have a question. These cows and calves, where did they come from, Krishna Loka, or are they doing sadhana from calves? Who are they?
Like gopis, they may be both. Sadhana siddha or nitya siddha both. Because you see that cows were Suti mantra. As gopis, Suti mantra. Most of the cows were Ved slokas mantra. And cows were Rishi Muni also. Hearing all these, a sadhak and ones that we may be like cocks and cows.
But why would a sadhak prefer to be like a cow or a calf instead of like a mother or boy?
Because they are svatantrata.
Independent.
In anything, a man can have test. In test, it cannot be told that why. No reason or
why someone likes one food more than another, you can't say why.
Because his tendency is like so. He is free to do anything. A sadhak wants to be serpent. Because Raghunath Das Goswami has told like so. Yat kinchit tena gulmakhi katamukham goste samastanghitat sarvananda mukunda daitam leela anukulam. All are Sachidananda, all trees and everything. If the tree were devotees, why they wanted to be a tree? Because Krishna will come in their face and he will take fruits, he will come chaya,
shadow,
and everything. He will climb up the tree.
Serpent will make Radharani go to Krishna.
And he will come to Krishna lap. Krishna, Radharani will come. So, having heard so, a man can, a sadhak can go and wish to have to be so. No reason. Any question? Or other slok we will take.
But
other slok will take 1 hour.
Yeah, that's fine.
And this slok is some important. And it needs so explanation. Because
then we will wait for it.
Dhruva Bhujan.
It will be better that we keep to 1 hour today. And this way you can allow us to come more regularly. If we control ourselves and limit ourselves to only 1 hour, then it will not be much burden on you.
Peace.
I wanted to make my question from yesterday more clear about writing the book about my memories of Prabhupada. I don't want to do anything that's pretty cool to my bhajan. So I'd like to know if this will help the Raganuga bhajan and how to do it, if it will help, how to do it in such a way that it helps this bhajan the most.
Are you hearing and applying in chanting Hari Name and here? When you chant in morning, in midday, evening or night, accordingly, you should use all these things in your
life. Use what things?
What you have heard, what you have said.
No, I follow that, but when I do the Prabhupada pastime book that I was asking you about yesterday. Yesterday I was telling you about the book that I had started writing some years ago about my experiences with Prabhupada. So if I do continue that, how can I do it in such a way that it's favorable to Raganuga Bhajan?
If there is greed, a little bit of greed, then you should hear and read the books of what you are doing.
Right.
Rupa Goswami. At first, it will develop a grief. Then how to do something listening, hearing, and something is good with.
I don't follow. I mean, when I write the book, how should I write the book about my experiences with Prabhupada in such a way that it would help my Raganuga Bhajan and not be a distraction?
This is a very...
Because I don't want to do it if it's going to be a distraction from the bhajan.
It is very difficult. But I will have to think something.
Okay.
At first you should do Bhaji Bhakti, write for another Bhaji Bhakti. And yet you can give something where very little.
But will it be a distraction for my own bhajan if I write it?
If it is pure Raganuga, then you will develop your heart.
But this is just my...
Maybe two things.
Yeah.
As we write something, only write for Bhaji Bhakti.
Right.
But when we talk and we see it among us, then we give something of Prana.
So even though I'll be writing Bhaji Bhakti, it won't hurt my advancement?
No. But try to develop your thought.
So should I then wait and not write it until I'm more developed? This kind.
No. You can do. You should do it. Both will go at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Gradually, when you have to go late, and this will come. Automatic in your writing also. What you think, it will come from your sense.
Mm-hmm.
So try to give you by your writing what Prabhupada has given elaborately you can do.
What should I pray when I'm writing it? A few questions. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it says that the Guru is the embodiment of all gods.
Of all?
All the gods.
Lord.
The embodiment of all the gods. What does this mean?
Guru is Parvadeva Maya. Sabda Maya, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, Indra and all. They nourish all these. Brahma gives birth. Samajh rahi? Brahma gives birth. Guru also gives birth. Shiv destruction. Guru also kahan ja rahi? Thakur ji ko darshan kar. Haan, aap bhi jao. Guru also What is everything? They say often, worldly things, worldly desires, past, home, long, mass, more mass, career, upper art, and all other. By his work,
word,
life,
nice.
It is written in Srimad Bhagavatam. And Vishnu nourishes. Guru also gives so many nectar, like Upadesh, and nourishes all devotees. There are hundreds and thousands, kinds of these and devotees. He gives so many things to Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti, Raganga Bhakti, some good, upper Bhakti, some lower Bhakti. So he knows to all. Indra gives the water.
Mm-hmm.
He also gives the Sipa water, Mati water. All these. So, who is Sarvadeva Maya? All God.
You mentioned the other day that when Srimati Radhika is angry at Vishakha or Lalita, it's Prem Ras. Is it the same when Padma is jealous of Radhika for Chandravali, or when Radhika is jealous of Chandravali? Is that Prem also?
One third, Narada prays Krishna that Prabhu, I want to see you sitting with Lalita on Dula. Dula? Dula, you know? Don't know?
I thought it was a swing.
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 Vishwadin claims Srimati Radhika and Gopi more than Vishnu Radhan. Then we can have Krishna. Without him, Anugatya, to be followed, without following Gopi Prince and without serving Gopi, we will not have a very little bit of prema yet. Krishna is very eager. He can see. Always be careful from Krishna. He can give you salvation. He can give you reputation. He can give you everything. He will hide that class of prayer. But gopis are very vast and generous. Very much. They will never cheat us. Like Gurudev, Gurudev never cheats. So gopis are. So we take shelter of all the gopis, especially Rupa Goswami, Anugati can be found in Bhaktivedanta Swami, in Jalimani, and all the gopis. Also Anugati follow the following. We can see in Chaitanya Chaitanya how Krishna Das Kapriyat Krishna has stated, Bina Gopi Yahan Se Nahi Adhikar. In this Sringar Ras or Madhur Ras, only Gopi have qualification, and it can be only found in Vrindavan, not anywhere else. So we should try to understand Rupa Goswami, Rupanath Goswami, Sadasya Viraj Goswami, Vishwanath Goswami, Balgir Goswami. There should be any guidance. But your Prabhupada has given you such things that you can go up and up. Involve always the merciful. And what he has not given yet, anyhow he will give you. Because you have done service without any worldly desire or fully completed the Guru's path. So I
I'm feeling the longer I have been thinking about these things, more unqualified, more and more and more unqualified. But you may be qualified, non-qualified. But if there is a greed, there is this. If there is no way, greed, then there is no way. A man so wretched, he makes maybe very, very low, unqualified, but anyhow, if he has greed, then there will be surely a way. And if so qualified person, but he has no grace, stability. He should be going in voiding after thousand of years and what if God will have mercy, he can have that. And this grid can only be by reading and by hearing the pastimes of Christian Guru. No other thing. Just listen to Bhagavad. And it's Tika, Rasik Tika.
Yeah.
Outwardly we'll have to do everything so that anyone cannot know. And preaching will be. And inwardly, very, very carefully, so that no one can know. And we should do our thing. Towards that. Without hampering these duties also. But a time will come that these duties will be hampered. That will have no taste. Like Swamiji in his last days, he only chanted Krishna and he lived in Vrindavan. Last days, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. All are singing very, in a little palace, softly. Only one kartal, tun tun, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare Hare. When I hear, that day and night Swami is chanting Hare Krishna loudly, then I become very offended sometimes. That whole day his cultivar is so loudly. but this person. They told day and night want to hear Swami.
Maybe they should give him some rest.
It will be very much upon me.
Yeah.
In the time of when he used to take some Vishram.
Yes.
At that time, especially.
Oh, tell them.
One thing I heard, whether it is true or not, that here in ISKCON Mandir temple, Tulsi is not offered to Gurudev. Is it true?
Yes.
Right?
Well,
it is right. Perhaps you have done mistake in theory.
We know, and in every shastra it is written that Tulsi should be offered only in the heat of spring. There is a first question of tea. But for Tulsi, if you take Tulsi, if you offer any shastra to Krishna, we give Tulsi. Without Tulsi it is not offered.
Yes.
Then how Guru will take that? Not in his city, but in hand he can offer that.
Yes.
He may give to Krishna. Yes. In Mahaprasad we can offer so that he can offer to his master.
Yes.
Without Tulsi he cannot offer to Krishna and Radhika. Then how he will take? So in our all Gaudiya Math, from very old parampara it is coming that if there is a vigraha of Guru Dev and separate bhog is given to him, Tulsi is dropped in the thal,
plate.
So that Gurudev may offer this bhog to Radha and Krishna, then he will take. Without offering Krishna, Gurudev cannot take. Even Radhika will not take.
Yes.
It is not offered to, not given to the, even Krishna. But if he has given order you that in prasad, bhog prasad, also Tulsi will not be given to Gurudev, then you can do.
Then we have to. Then we have to see if he gave.
Whether he has told like this or not, where this order is, in writing or in
verbal.
Probably verbal.
But I think that it is some wrong in hearing.
We have to investigate.
Any sastra does not tell like this, that bhog should not be given, in bhog, Tulsi should not be given to him. As far as I am concerned, I have read Haribhakti Vilasa, so many books. And Gurudev cannot tell against these books. If he tells, then he is not Gurudev. Sadhu, Sastravakya, Guru Vakya. Tine se kariya aikya, arna kariha manyata. Nagsam Thakur has written.
Now yesterday, you were saying that some of the manjaris are personal expansions of Radharani, and some are Yuga. And the Sakis, you said some of them are Jivas or none of them?
Priya Narma Sakhi.
Yes.
None like Jiva. Sakhi and Pran Sakhi in both Manjari can be. So in this there are also Sadhana Siddhago and Sadhana Siddhago in Manjari.
That is Sakhi.
Pran Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi. So, called Sakhi, like Anitya, they are inclined to Krishna, not inclined to Sakhi. And Nitya Sakhi and Pran Sakhi are inclined to Sakhi, that is Sneha Adhikya, Sneha Adhika, to Radhika. Sneha Adhika means more Sneha towards Srimati Radhika. And Priyanarma Sakhi, equal Sneha for both Krishna and Radhika. But yet they are inclined to Radhika. Sometimes they can rebuke Krishna, sometimes they can rebuke Srimati Radhika. When Sakhi is in Khandita Avastha, Khandita, you know, Krishna has left or gone to another, and Radhika is in Manini, she is called Khandita. So if Krishna had gone lefting Radha along to another, then they rebuke Krishna. And when Radha does man, and that man Krishna is going down to Srimati Radhika so many times, but yet Radhika does not melt it, then they rebuke Srimati Radhika.
Yes.
So there are Priya Norma Sakhi. A jeev cannot be like this. These are Lalita, Vishakha, Padma and all. So, which is due service? What we possess, what quality? Our quality is to be. But this is not a little thing. So,
oh no.
Always try to read Raghunath Das Goswami. He is Rupanuga.
Yes.
And Raganuga also. First Raganuga, then Rupanuga. Every Rupanuga can be Raganuga. But it is not sure that every Raganuga will be Rupanuga. Billamangala was Raganuga, but not Rupanuga. He was inclined to Krishna by reading English. Always he is praising Krishna. We don't want to hear sometimes. Oh, Krishna should praise Srimati Radhika, praise. And that prayer is very much best to us. And Krishna is praying for Radhika. This is Rupa. This is Prema Bhakti. Fruit of all what we are doing is this. If a man does in thousands of works only Vaidhi Bhakti, but he cannot enter in Raga Nuga Bhakti, then it is a fact of very what
unfortunate.
What unfortunate.
Most unfortunate.
By trying, it will not be heard, only by prayer, and to hear, by hearing, all this.
And visiting those places is also very important, very...
To go down there, this pile of that place, yes, nice, and praying for them. Pande Nanda Brajay Srina Padare Mabhiksnasa Jasaṁ Hari Kathau Sita Unati Bhuvanatrayam. Vrindāpana mama pāvanam tameva Vrindāpana mama jīvanam tameva Vrindāpana mama bhūtaṇam tameva Vrindavan mam sat yasat tam. Oh Vrindavan, you are my life. You are my ornament. And you are my life of life. Without you I cannot do. So we must be true. You keep me in Vrindavan. Padami Radham Aravinda Netram Smarami Radham Madhura Smitabhyam. Padami Radham Aravinda Netram
Smarami Radham Madhurasmitam Vadami Radham Karuna Bharadram Tato Mamanyasi Gatirna Kaasmi. Oh, Srimati Radhike, I am saying, you are my sister, that Smarami Radham Aravindam Radha, this eyes like very beautiful lotus, heavy and very up to here. Smarami Radham Madhurasmitabhyam. I remember Srimati Radhika in my mind. Srimati Radhika, who is laughing very slowly, mild laugh, Madhurasmitabhyam. And I praise Srimati Radhika. It is very liberal, he is very liberal, and who is so much ocean of mercy and madhur, madhurya. O Srimati Radhika, there is no way, there is no nothing for me except you. Please give me shelter in you and make me your son. So when chanting Harinam in the midst, we can do prayer like these shlokas or meaning of this shloka. Tavai vasmi, tavai vasmi, na jivami tvaya vina iti vijnaya radhe sanga mam charana. I don't see anything except you. Tavai vasmi, I am yours. I am yours. And yours only. If you will not give me your darshan, darshan,
association, let me see you.
Your
darshan, you don't show yourself to me.
Then I leave this pran
in my life,
my death. So, having these things, we can repeat these things, and then her with tears, the very grief, then also pray our Gurudev that be mercifully upon me to give this idea. And the heartless, but yet I want only this, nothing. If he gives anything rather than this, I will not say, I will die, I will never eat anything beyond this. Like a chatak.
Chatak bird.
Chatak bird.
Yes.
She is very happy. Very, very happy. She looks in the sky toward clouds. Not every cloud. Chatak only takes water from clouds and Swati Nakshatra water. When there is Nakshatra, it's Swati. Very comes, very rare it is. It tells that if you go to clouds, if you give Vajra to me, Vajra?
Vajra means rainwater?
Thunder.
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 Yes. Vajra.
Our Guru Maharaj told this example. From Rupa Goswami.
From Rupa.
Yeah, he told this.
If he goes thunder in his feet of water, I will die. But I will take only that water. Not out of that water. Any water. In tank, you can drink? No, I can. In ocean?
No.
In Ganges, in Yamuna, in Radha, he will take only one. So, we will be thirsty and thirsty till we die. We will not take anything excepting gopi prem, gopi service. To be Radha's Dasi. So if you want to give this, no other way you can go. But I will not take it. This is a very hidden thing. Are you ready? Oh. Yes, this book. Vilya Mangal Thakur. Krishna Karanamrita. Very good. The speaker of
Krishna's Kaviraj.
Krishna's Kaviraj. Sarangarangata. Saranga.
Bo.
Called this. Instrument?
Instrument.
Saranga. That Srimati Radhika plays on Saranga. Dina.